This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health and News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. We've all heard of palm readers being able to predict your future simply by looking at the palm of your hand, but few of us are aware of how our feet can provide telltale signs of our overall health. Cold feet, discolored toenails, swelling, and numbness can all be warning signs of serious health problems. Dr. Paul Kinzinger joins us this morning to help us gauge our well-being and understand exactly what our feet are telling us. Good morning, Dr. Kinzinger.
Well, thanks for having me on.
So starting off, Dr. Kinzinger, when it comes to our health, our feet are usually the last thing on our mind. It certainly ends up being the last thing on my mind. What are some trouble signs we should look out for?
Well, one of the things we look for in family medicine is the circulation. And you can actually do this while you're in the studio, is take your index finger and put it against your thumb, and then take your index finger away, and you see that it blanches. And by the time that you say capillary refill, that white blanching should go away. Well, the same type of circulation should be in your feet. So you could do that on your big toe and say, well, what is my circulation like? Is it decreased? Should I talk to my doctor about this? Calluses come up, and everyone's seen calluses, these kind of thick, kind of they feel like a BB on the plantar side, the bottom side of your foot. And they can be indications of like an ankle problem or a knee problem, just how your foot is hitting the surface. And then decreased hair on your feet. Some people hate looking at hair on their feet, but hair actually is a good thing because it shows that you got great circulation. And then just thick yellow toenails. That can be an indication that you could even have a fungal infection of your nails.
Now, a lot of people tend to ignore these types of symptoms. If unattended, can these lead to serious problems down the road?
Well, they really can, especially if you've got diabetes. A lot of diabetic patients have neuropathy, which is they have numbness in their feet, and your viewers know about that. And so physicians instruct everybody with diabetes to look at their feet at least once a day because you can have a smoldering infection from one of these calluses or just that you could have stepped on something, caused a little breakdown in the skin, and so you could get a smoldering infection that you don't really know about. And then just the fungal infections can actually be caused just because your circulation is low and just the dark, moist environment of the inside of the shoe.
Why is foot fungus so common, and what can we do for ourselves to treat something like this?
Well, it is so common because you think that your toenails are like formica, and they're actually little pores on the top of the nails that the spores can jump in. It's dark and sweaty in your shoe. You get microtrauma just by being inside the shoe. You can kick a coffee table. Somebody can step on your shoes. And then that breaks down that surface. And so the dark, moist environment, I really didn't like as a family physician all of the existing options how you could get rid of toenail fungus. And so I actually had a product that has safe ingredients. It's a topical over-the-counter gel that you put at the cuticle nail junction, and it actually solves this problem in about 75% of the people that use it.
Today we are joined by Dr. Paul Kinzinger, a board-certified family physician and inventor of Dr. Paul's Piggy Paste, who practices at Illini Family Medicine in Washington, Illinois, here on eHealth Radio's General Health and News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Kinzinger, can our feet tell us anything positive about our health?
Well, as I mentioned before, I mean, some people don't like that there's hair on their feet, but it actually... You really do want hairy feet. You want them to have hair on them because that can show that you've got great circulation in your feet. And it's kind of like, you know, I used to be on a school board. If nobody showed up for the school board meeting except the school board members, then you kind of like that. If your feet aren't painful and you know that you don't have neuropathy, and you just look at them once a day, that's actually a good thing.
Well, if you would, how about telling our folks that are listening in where they can get more information and also on the Piggy Paste?
Well, I started this product in Illinois, and it's actually a nationwide product now that it's nationwide Walgreens. Dwayne Reed has it in New York, Care Drug in North Carolina. It's in about 160 Walmarts. It's in the foot care section of those. PiggyPaste.com has a lot of information, a lot of testimonies. Because over-the-counter products haven't had a good reputation, but in my area, it's just really been a great success. It really has. An overwhelming success for an over-the-counter gel for this very common, difficult problem to solve.
And lastly, any closing thoughts or a final tip or anything else we should know that we could leave with the listener?
Well, you know, whenever I see problems as a family physician, you want something that's easy to use, something that's cost-effective, something that someone else has tried and said, this is actually a good recommendation. And when I initially started PiggyPace in 2007 and studied it for a couple of years, and then I've been selling it on the commercialized it for 4 years, it answers all those problems. It really does. It's safe and easy to use. You put the product right on the cuticle nail junction, you put a Band-Aid on it, and most toenails grow out in 3.5 months. That's how much is in a tube. Sometimes you have to use the product for 6 to 12 months, but it's just the safety and ease to use that's really why this product has done so well. But I appreciate you having me on today and talking about foot care health. It's just been great.
Yes, and we certainly need to hear more about it. Dr. Kinzinger, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us on eHealth Radio today.
Thanks a lot, you. You guys have a great day.
You too. We've been speaking with Dr. Paul Kinzinger, a board-certified family physician and inventor of Dr. Paul's Piggy Paste, who practices at Illini Family Medicine in Washington, Illinois. And the website of reference, again, is piggypaste.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health and News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.